good morning, friends. I am so excited to have J.E. Berry on Peacefully Imperfect today. J.E. is involved in ministry with her husband, and she's a mom to 5 beautiful children, a gifted musician, and she most recently added author to her resume. Her book, The Truth About Happiness, debuted on July 7th. And having read her book and in talking with her in recent weeks, I believe that the truth about happiness is a natural fit to include with our study this month. So, J.E., tell us a little bit about yourself as we kick this off.
Hey, I am, like you said, mother of 5. I've been married to my husband for almost 12 years. I am really just a person who loves to study God's word and find out the truth. I've always been a very opinionated girl, so I like to get to the heart of everything before I have any kind of opinion on it.
That's a good way to look at it.
Definitely a gift. It worked. I spend most of my days homeschooling our 5 kids, and in my wee hours, the fringe hours, I write, and now I'm working on a Bible study. So that's all been great.
Awesome. That's awesome. And I know you led a Bible study this morning just prior to joining me for the podcast.
Right. My girlfriend leads it, and then I lead the group. So actually, this morning, it's funny, we did session 1. We're studying Daniel, and I didn't have to lead today.
Okay.
That was ironic.
Excellent.
But normally, yes, I would be leading a part of that group.
Okay. Well, we're going to get started here. And one of the things I want to for you to touch on is you've just included such fresh insights into the challenges that we as Christians face. What really prompted you to dig deep in writing this book when it comes to finding pure joy? What really prompted you there?
Really, I believe I started doing it. A survey and an intake of all the things and people that I was seeing around me, and I noticed a real lack of contentment, not only outside of the church, but in the church, and that stirred me, because we have all the satisfaction we could ever need in Jesus. So, you know, I wanted to know what was making that true for us, and the fact that it was paralleling with the world was very kind of disturbing to me. And, through much prayer, I saw that, we had a positioning and placement issue of where our contentment and our joy came from, and that's what stirred us into this spiral of discontentment that will cause us to be self-gratifiers, because we weren't tapping into the gift of happiness that came naturally through the relationship with Christ. We were going back to what we knew that was gratifying, as opposed to living in our new light and what really satisfies us.
Okay. Now, when we talk about, and I know you talk about this a lot in the book, about finding that kind of peace and contentment that we need to truly reflect not only that active relationship with Christ, but our personal relationship
uh-huh.
with Him. Talk about that just a little bit.
I feel like when we really face the truth that God is our source for everything, for all things, we can desire, our desires that come from Him are ultimately fulfilled by Him. And we can reflect the truth of the gospel that though Christ has been ransomed for us, He has ransomed us away from the world so that we can dwell in what the Father gives to us and everything He has for us, including joy and contentment. And when we have Christ, we essentially have everything that we need. And that reflects not only for ourselves, but for other people. And people can see that through us, even if they don't know necessarily that we are Christians. They will notice a difference and a contentment that we can't get from anything other than Christ.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I guess what prompted me was after reading this book, that's what really prompted me for Peacefully Imperfect to really study God's word and dive into that happiness and joy peace that we so desire. And it's not easy to do. It's not something that we can do on our own, but that we find, hopefully we'll find that true contentment and joy and that happiness, because it comes from us being committed to Him and in Him. And
exactly.
So that's what I really want our listeners to really get today. Also, there's a short snippet on it's on page 243 of your book, and It talks about where you say, I've traveled many areas of life in this journey, past, present, and future. And, you know, we take unexpected turns and some revealing looks into ourselves. We look for truth, for resolve, for what's always been there, and that's Christ's everlasting joy. And then you talk about the truth about happiness is that happiness is a byproduct of the real stuff, which is joy. And without the sustaining truth of God's word being at the forefront of your life, any of us can't really be in possession of either. So as you talk about that one true source, you know, talk a little bit about really how you got there, how you really discovered that true contentment and joy because of all the experiences that we've been through or you've been through.
Yeah, I think that we have mistakenly put happiness and joy in the same category. And when you look up the two words, there's a little bit of a difference in them. Not that much, but there is a bit of a difference. And the truth about it is happiness is a very externally reaction to a circumstance. It's not very internal. It's very, you know, you get a new pair of shoes, you get happy. You know, it's a chain reaction type of deal. So it's more of an external circumstantial kind of feeling that we get, as opposed to joy, which is an internal thing, which is internally circumstantial, which means that if we have not what it takes to have the joy that will live in us through the Holy Spirit, then there's no way that we could have the byproduct of happiness that is lasting. The lasting happiness that we can get can only be derived from an external, an extended internal circumstance of a relationship with Christ and an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, because that fruit only comes from the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And that's why the world is continuing to search for it, because we have a God-sized hole, and if we're not turning and facing the true satisfier in that hole, then we will just continue to chase.
Right. And that's what I think when I kicked it off last week, one of the things I mentioned was, you know, everybody just thinks this happiness piece, it's something that it's elusive, we can't ever get. And I didn't want our listeners and our followers to think of it like that. It's just that that true happiness and contentment is going to come from the joy that you have in your relationship with Christ. It's going to be something more, you know, I think more permanent. It's not that elusive something we're searching for that we're never going to get. It's wrapped up in Christ himself.
Yes,
and
it really is.
Our commitment and devotion to Him. So excellent there. Now, I think some of our friends and our followers, I know they know that you and your family and community have experienced, you've been through the devastating floods in Louisiana. And in your Facebook post, time and time again, you've told us just how God's blessings have just been so apparent, that you've witnessed God's love through all sorts of groups of people and their actions. Tell us just a little bit about that experience and then the recovery efforts.
Yeah. Well, the first week was quite devastating. You know, I had no phone service, you know, because some of the phone services were down. And it's really shocking, because you can't check on your family. And so me and my family worked in the distribution center at our church, and I didn't know that some of my family had flooded. And then they would come in and walk in, and I'd see them, and I'm like, why are you here? And next, you know, and then I find out right there that they have lost everything. And so, you know, it's very, you're not prepared for that. You know, you can't really prepare yourself to see. And thank God we were blessed. The Lord kept us from it. And honestly, we had just sold a house 2 months ago that flooded.
Okay.
So that's how good God's grace was. But it's been incredible to watch God using His people to use their eyes to see hopelessness in others and share His hope, and to be a post of peace for those who are in the midst of confusion. And it's just refreshing to watch and know that while the world may be confused and the people may be confused in the circumstance, that we can rest assured that God is working intentionally through the flood. And it was almost like watching a cleansing, because I'm sure you know that we've gone through so much here in Louisiana just in the past few months, with all kinds of crazy things happening. And